Parshas Shelach. I'd like to go through something which I just discovered, and it's something that I believe is extremely fundamental and basic, really, really basic, pshat in psukim to understand probably the biggest chet that we're still suffering from today. You know, the egel, to an extent, the Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave, the chet of the meraglim, he didn't. And we're dealing here with Kulam Anoshim, great people. We're dealing here with people who left with correct motives, and somehow or another, at a certain stage, everything fell to pieces and Klal Yisrael suffered terribly. So I want to go through carefully over here inside the Chumash. If you have a Chumash over here in Parsha Shelach, it's Perik Yud Gimel, and work through the Parsha according to the Perish of the Malbim. And the Malbim over here is outstanding, and he goes through kimat word for word of the parasha and explaining what happened before, what happened afterwards, what was a misunderstanding, what was a chet, when it happened. It's phenomenal. And he bases it on an earlier scenario in the Chumash where there was a conflict between Yosef and his brothers. And his brothers come up to Mitzrayim, and Yosef said to them, "Meraglim atim, you're spies." And they say, "No, losu es ha'aretz banu, we came to see the land over there," and they prove it to him that they're not spies because we all come from the same father, etc. How could you possibly be spies? Whatever that means, right? And he discussed over there and said, no, you did become a spies. There's a whole discussion over there. And over there, he puts down the following fundamental. And he says that there is a massive difference between losur and meragel. Losur and meragel. Losur is when a person goes along and he does a pilot trip. Yeah, he's coming along to see whether Eretz Yisrael is going to work for him. Yeah, he's coming to see if Eretz Yisrael works for him. He has to see whether the schooling works for his kids. He's got to see whether he can get a job. He can see what the property market is like. Visit to a helter. Yeah, you see what's going on over here. He's coming to see the house. He's coming to find whether it's workable. He's coming to see whether it's workable. On the other hand, once one has actually seen what's workable, yeah, then one begins to make a bikoret. Yeah, we find whether the school is good, and then we come to check out, yeah, these rebels, are they okay or they're not okay? But let's take it more into a governmental level. Yeah, a governmental level, you see a land, you know, France want to expand the territories, right? So first of all, they'll send people over to a neighboring country. Yeah, and they'll see what the country, whether it's in Bechlal, going along to attack it. That thing is called losel. Losel is to see whether it's good, whether it's not good, whether it's worthwhile, it's not worthwhile. That is the level of losel. Beyond that, after you reach that stage where they decide, yes, it is worthwhile, then they send meraglim. Then they send up spies to find out how exactly it can be conquered. How exactly where its weaknesses are, where its strengths are. How do I conquer it? Which area do I go along to find the weakest borders? That's a very, very different kind of shlichus. And therefore, I'm not going into this now because it's not Parshas Miketz, but there the discussion between Yosef and his brothers was, are they coming as meraglim, or are they coming just to see the land? And the proof is that you don't send 10 brothers to 11 brothers to see the land, 10 brothers see the land, etc. If you're meraglim, Ayin Shom in the Malbim, beautiful piece. But he uses the same concept over here. And he says, if you look in Parshas Shelach, in Parshas Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu talks about their request to send up Meraglim, it was a very, very straightforward request, which doesn't fit according to what it says at the beginning of our Parsha. If you look over there in Devarim, in Perik Aleph, Pasuk Chof Beis, Vatikravun Elai Kulchem, you all came to me, but Toimru, and they said to me, Nishlcho Anoshim, Lefenenu, let us send out people, Vayachbru Lonois, and they'll go and check out the land, Vayashinu Oisonu Dovo, and they will investigate, Es Hadeach Asher Nalebo, the way that we should go up in order to go into Eretz Yisrael, Ve'esorim Asher Novaleim, and which cities we should go along and capture. Vayitav Be'enai, and it was good into my eyes, etc., etc. And you see, and in Pasuk Chof Dalet, Vayifnu Vayala Ahor Vayavoy Ad Nachal Eshkol Vayiraglu Oiso. Okay, use the Lashon Meraglim. What's going on over here? So he says at this, There are major fundamentals between if you're sending people lasso esa oretz to go and see the land if it's good or bad, or if you're sending people as meraglim. What are the differences? And he said the following fundamentals. He says, if you're sending people, the Malbim, this is all the Malbim. He said, if you're sending people to see the land, yeah, who sends them? Who sends them? If it is a nation wants to find out whether it's worthwhile, the nation sends up people. If it, though, is meraglim, and you're sending spies on a working on a basis of the Ministry of Defense, they don't get the people sending up. It's the individual Minister of Defense. He's the one who sends up these meraglim. Yeah, the army send up the meraglim. So the difference is, number one, meraglim are sent by an individual, and so to check out the land, whether it's good for Eretz Yisrael, whether it's good to live there, are sent out by the populace. Number one. Number two, if you are sending people up to be losur es oretz, you've got to check out the land is good. Each person has their own flavor, what's called a good land. One person likes the mountains, one person likes the rivers, one people does business on the sea, one people does business on the dry land, one person works in cholov, one people works in devash. And therefore, if what's good for one particular shevet is not necessarily good for different shevet. And therefore, you've got to get a broad spectrum of information in order to clarify clearly what is actually good for the land. However, if what's good for the nation, if however you're looking at where the weak spots are, or you need a very small contingent to go up there and just to check it up, you don't need one representative from each tribe to go along. Furthermore, the people that you send there are on a different caliber. The people that are going to be representing Klal Yisrael, you've got to send very respectable people, because when they come back, they have to give over the information in a way that's going to inspire and encourage and be respected by those people that are giving information to. If, however, you're sending spies, then it doesn't have to be a high caliber person. It has to be somebody who is, you know, all this James Bond thing, don't worry, the regular spies are not like that. And you send a person who is very low key, very you send him there, he doesn't look like anything special, and he goes up and he does meragel. What happened over here? In Parshas Devarim it says very clearly, they sent people up to Eretz Yisrael, Lirois, how can we get into Eretz Yisrael? In other words, they wanted to send up Meraglim. They wanted to send up Meraglim. What's Meraglim? We're going into Eretz Yisrael, and it's necessary for us to find out exactly how we conquer the land, because this is a natural way of dealing with the land. Right? This is how we've got to deal with it. And they sent up people to be... Sakoch Baruch says, no. Don't worry. You want to see how to conquer Eretz Yisrael? Leave it to me. I am going to make sure that Eretz Yisrael is conquered through Derech Nisim. You don't need to go along with finding the weak spots and finding this. Leave that to me. Sakoch Baruch, I'm more powerful than all of you. I am getting rid of this meraglim business. You don't need meraglim. I am telling you what you do need, if that's what you want, is to send people over to Eretz Yisrael to check out, simply to check out what is wonderful about Eretz Yisrael, to inspire you, to give you encouragement. You're coming to a wonderful land. Cheer up, boys. It's good. Yeah, I'll tell you all the good things. And that's what's good about it. And I'll tell you exactly what's good. I'm not going to tell you anything that's bad. I'm going to encourage you. So they were looking to send Meraglim to spy out the land, because they need to spy out the land in order to conquer it in a Derech HaTeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Derech HaTeva doesn't apply to Eretz Yisrael, it's Derech Nes. Leave it to me. All you send people out, Losu Eretz Oretz. So let's see the parasha inside Parasha Shlach Lecha, and we'll see, I don't know how much time we have, but let's see very quickly as much as we can through the parasha. Vaydaber Hashem HaMoish Leimur Shlach Lecha Anoshim Vayasuru Es Eretz Kanan. Go along, Vayasuru. Yasuru means check out as a tour, to check out, yeah, what is good about Eretz Yisrael. Ashani Nais and Ivanesol. Why do you not need Meraglim? Rabbi, so you've got to see this inside. Yeah? Yesura Sa'ayat Kanan. Why do you need Meraglim? Because Ashani Nais and Ivanesol. I am giving the land to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not giving the land. It's not a natural way of getting it. I'm giving the land to Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be through Derech Nes. What do you need Meraglim for? All you need, therefore, is Losura Sa'ayat. Because Ashani Nais and Ivanesol. Therefore, the whole process of choosing Meraglim should be different. Ish echod, ish echod. Lemate avoy sof tishlochu. Each tribe should send their representative, because they're not looking for two indiscreet individuals to go along and check out the land. We need it to, in order to bring back the information to each particular tribe and encourage them, and saying, "Bnei, it's excellent for us." Nossi says, "Yeah, Bnei Shimon is excellent for us." Therefore, who sends? Not the Minister of Defense, right? But it's Ish Echad Ish Matzav Voice of Tishlochu. Each one sends their representative. Not only that, who has to be the ones who brings back the information? Not the indiscreet individuals. You've got to be encouraging. Kol Nossi Behem. You've got to make sure the Nasiim go out in order to bring back the information correctly. Vayishlach Oysom Moshe. Who sent them out? Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the koyach of Derech Nes. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who's going to lead them, and he went, and he's going to bring them out. Memidbar Paron Api Hashem. Again, if he were through anything else rather than Moshe Api Hashem, you'll need Meraglim. But here it's Moshe Rabbeinu Api Hashem. You're working through Nisim v'Niflois, and therefore, who do we send out? Kulam Anoshim. They were all big, well-known individuals. Roshei Bnei Yisraelheim. They were the Roshei Bnei Yisrael. They're the heads of Klal Yisrael, in order to be the ones who are going to give back the information back. Ve'elu Shemoyisom Matiruven, and talks exactly who they were. And these people are famous. These people are people who can reflect the message correctly and be respected when they bring it back. And they did that, and talks about the different names. Then it carries on Pasuk Tezayin. Eilu Shemoyis Anoshim Hashasholach Moshe Losu Es Oretz. Because Moshe Rabbeinu sent them out to check out the land in a geder of Losur, not to be Meraglim. Therefore, the whole thing is spiritual, and it's all based on Ruchnius. Therefore, Yikra Moshe Loshua ben Nun Yehoshua. He changed Hoshea ben Nun's name to Yehoshua, because Yeshua was the one who was, the spiritual name of Yeshua was Yehoshua. His name he was born with was Hoshea, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're working here with Losur. Yeah, we work, I prefer not to go on that derech, if you don't mind, but it's a derech of Gruchnius, so he changed his name to Yehoshua. Vayishlach oisa Moshe Losur Eretz Kanan, and Moshe Rabbeinu sent them to check out the land. And he said to you, I approve to you to checking out the land, and you're not going there for being Meragel. Alu Zeba Negev, go in the Negev. Who lives in the Negev? Amalekim. Go in and check out the Negev. Now the last place you want to be, if you're coming to be Meragel the land, to spy out the land, to find its weak spot, is to find out the land where you're coming up by, and you come face to face with Amalek. That's not something you want to do. Yeah? You try and find anywhere possible away from Amalek to check out the land. But no. Aluzer Benegev, go up by the Negev and go Dafka there, where Amalek is, to prove that it's not to be Meraglim, but it is Losar Es Oretz. Right?
Well, he didn't know who they are.
Who?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Of course he knew who they are. They were Kulam Anoshim, great people. They were fantastic people. But I'm just telling you to prove the point that we're not coming there, Deheva, to be Meraglim, but Losar Es Oretz, to check out the land, to bring back the information. Go up by the Negev. Go in a place where it's least desirable to conquer it. Al Piderach Ateva, Valisem Hesahor, and go up the mountain. Nobody conquers a place through the mountains. Yeah, you try and find the easiest place. Go Dafka there. Ureisem Esoretz Mahi, and go along and see the whole land. Don't go and just see the borders and find which borders are easiest to get into. Go into Eretz Yisrael and check out the following things. Vesoretz Mahi, Vesom Hayoshev Aleho, Hachozok Huarofe, Hamaat Huim Rob. So he explains the Malbim, that this is finding out not necessarily the weak spots, but finding out the climate with regard to the people. For example, he explains that in certain parts in the world, people thrive because they're very strong physically. He says, for example, in Africa, people are able to survive there. The blacks are able to survive there because they're far stronger. You put there people there who are not used to that kind of climate, they're not used to that kind of temperature, they won't thrive there. Okay, in the air conditioning, right? Shkoyach. But it's very hard for them to thrive there. So he says, check out the people and the land, how they get together. If the climate and the people are fitting one with the other. Is a climate and the people that say, nothing to do with Meragel, that's nothing to do with anymore with trying to conquer the land. It's simply got to do with, is this a land good to live in? How's the climate affect the people? Further than that. The land itself, with disregard to the people. Is it good or bad? In other words, is there mountains there? Is there good water supplies there? Nothing with the climate. Is it a beautiful place? Is it an ugly place, right? third pasuk. Moha oitz hashemena hiim rozo. Hayesh be'etzimayin. So, the other pasuk was, can it work together with the people? In other words, can these people use the land to build the land properly? Can they use the land to build up mountains? Is the ground good to build? And the third one is, Umoros hashemena hiim rozo, is the land good independently? And it carries on. Vayalu, says Apostle Chofalu, Vayalu went out, Vayisura, Soros, Midbatsin. They went and they did what they were told to do. They did tour. They went along and checked it out. Vayalu benegev, Vayovoy ad Chevron. And they came until, they came until Chevron. Which means at that place, at that stage, they were all together. And they all came Losur, Soros, because they weren't afraid. But when it came to Chevron, there they split up individually. Because that is where they can be suspected of being Meraglim. Once it's a dangerous place. Why is it a dangerous place? V'shom, Achimon, Sheishai, Samai, Lidei Anok, V'chevroin, Shevashon, and Nivlus, in other words, a big place. There they could be suspected of being Meraglim, and therefore they scattered. Individuals went into their individual, not like Rashi Pshat, went into there individually, that they should not be suspected of being Meraglim. However, once they left Chevroin, Vayovoyu, they all came together again, because there wasn't any more dangerous anymore to be suspected of Meraglim, Ad Nachal Eshkol. They took whatever they needed. Fine. Everything went well, and they returned mitur ha'aretz, from checking out the land as being a tour. End of 40 days. Okay, then things fell apart, and this is what it looks. If it says very clearly in Bamidbar, end of Bamidbar. It says, "A Nachal Eshkol." That is when they started to become, started to misbehave, and that is in Perik, towards the end. Bear with me a second. In Bamidbar, I should have put a bookmark here. It says in Bamidbar that is when in Nachal Eshkol that is when they started to. Okay, I can't find it here in Bamidbar, but in Devarim it says very clear. That's what it says very clearly in Perik Aleph. At that moment they flipped and it started to become Meraglim. They said, you know what, we're not only here just to check out the land, we have a dual purpose. I don't know whether we are right to come here as being regular people. We have to check out the land and work up Yiderech HaTeva. And they came back and they told and they told them exactly what they saw as Toirim. And then they told him, who's him? Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we are Meraglim. And that's when they flipped to be Meraglim. And that is when everything fell apart. Which means it went, the Shlichus was to be Losu Es Oretz, and they end up being Meraglim. That was what happened over here. And you go through the Psukim, I haven't got time now to finish. And that's what the quick message is. The message is, very clearly, that there's a certain amount of investigations and a certain amount of ishtadlus you have to do in the Olam Hazeh. And as long as we're lost for SR, as long as we're going to investigate what our purpose is, whether it's good and how to do it, that's fine. But once we start messing up to be Meraglim and we start making calculations which against Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not possible for us to do it, that is where things fall apart. Leave it to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Panasa, you do your ishtadlus, leave the rest of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to try and do Shas, leave the rest of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Leave the rest of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once we lost the Soros, everything would have been fine. But once they flipped to become a Meraglim and finding how we can't trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu for our own Ruchnius and Gashmius, that is where things fell apart. And this is this week's parasha. Look further in the Malbim, it goes all the way, posuk by posuk, exactly what's going on. It's absolutely fantastic. And it's taught by Yeshua, exactly. By Yeshua did the opposite. Yes. What's that? Because they were Meraglim there. They were properly Meraglim. They had to check out the land. By Yeshua, it wasn't to see what it's good about. It had to be Meraglim. Who did he send? Two people who don't even know their names. Don't even know who they are. Two indiscreet people, Meraglim, low-key, not on the target. Those are the ones who are going to go out and do it. Because that was a Hishtadlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to do. Okay? That's a very different shit.